Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe, and I'm Sue Bird. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. A Touch More.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Three, two, one. Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Patreon edition. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your service. We thank the troops. You are the troops. This is the military. That's all I got.
End of pod?
Yeah.
My name's Mike. Thank you guys for listening. Happy basketball.
I'm Peter. Happy basketball. It's good to see my friends, and it's good to speak to my other friends.
Yeah, this is a tight-knit community. We are a community.
We're an army.
Better yet, the Navy.
Yeah.
The Navy's better than the Army?
Yeah, podcasts will spit at your baby, shoot at your lady. No, I think that's backwards. But whatever, you got it.
Have we talked about my favorite Twitter moment of all time? What is that? It's a word I can't say followed by Navy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I haven't seen this.
Podcast Navy?
Yeah, now known as Podcast Navy.
No, okay. So I think it was like Yahoo Finance or something. They tweeted something that was just the worst typo ever about the N-word Navy.
Sure.
And then for the next, like, week, like, Black Twitter was going off with, like, Navy memes. Like, this is what I'm going to look like when I'm
in the Navy? Yeah. When I'm on the block, maybe?
And it just was, like, the greatest, yeah. I mean, look, we owe everything to Black Twitter.
That's true. My only hope is that BG wasn't in prison at the time this was posted. I hope he got to see the fruits of his labor.
I do not remember when this was, so I'll never know.
Benner, can you look up if BG's in jail right now, just for reference? Peter, how you doing while he's working on that?
I'm all right, man. I got a little noise in the background because I opened the windows, and you know what?
Can I just get straight to it? You sound different now that you're just a mustache.
Oh.
Your voice went up a half a click. For the listeners at home, tell me if I'm lying. The past couple weeks, does Peter's voice sound slightly higher? And I think it's connected
to my voice is higher with a mustache. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a muscular thing.
You're probably smoking less weed, too.
No, that's about on par. Okay. I don't know. This is my second round of shaving a mustache, which I feel like just kind of legitimizes it in a way I wasn't expecting. Like, it just kind of, like, was fuller the second time around, which I know was obvious, but
should I do it, yo? I haven't
you would have a strong mustache.
I haven't shaved my face since like 2015, and that was only because I like fucked my lineup trying to do it myself, so I cut it off and it looked really dumb. But I haven't seen underneath my face in 7 years.
Seven?
No, it was at five whole years.
BG was in jail for the Navy. Nice. Tweets. Unclear if he's in jail now or not. He was sentenced to 14 years in the year 2012.
Oh, okay.
But as of 2018, there was talk about him getting released early, although his IMDb page, or I'm sorry, Wikipedia page does not reveal whether or not he got out.
Well, if anybody on the Patreon knows BG or his family, send him our love and our prayers. We got a couple new heads, don't we, Benner?
Well, yeah, let's get into some business before we jump into actual happy basketball news. Guys, if you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod for a very low amount of money. You can get weekly bonus content, including the second half of this episode. You can get video stuff that we're releasing. You get access to our Slack, which is full of great people. Honestly, I used to think they were all fucking psychopaths, and now I love them all.
Only some of them are. Only some of them are now.
And then, Benner, you realize that you were the psychopath.
For sure. Yeah.
You're but the leader. You're the band. You got a band of merry men.
You really
over.
Are.
Yeah, sure. So just want to shout out.
You're the Waco, Texas guy of our of our Slack chat.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro, we're all going to get matching Nikes and then light ourselves on fire. It's going to be great.
Yo, call the feds. Somebody get the feds on the horn.
Shout out David Rosenfeld. Shout out Stephen Curry. Shout out Robbie Ween. Shout out Robert. Shout out Austin Smith. Thank you guys for all becoming Patreons in the month of May. You guys are the best. All of our patrons are the best. We love you all. And then, guys, we also we got a new 5-star review. If you go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and you leave us a 5-star review and write something, we will read it on the air, no matter what it is. This one is headlined Jimmy Butler's Nephew. 5 stars for Mustard Nut. The body says 5 stars for Jamel. The other guy's just riding his wave.
Jesus Christ. Come on, gang. That's not
every
it.
Day.
That's not it, man.
I give Mustard Nut 5 stars.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name. These dudes be having some wild names, man.
I'm wondering. So, okay, there's a young rapper named Young Nut out there.
Yes, he's a homie.
He's a homie. He's been like a kind of a day one like interactor with us on social media. I wonder if this is him.
Dude, should we have Young Nut on the show?
We tried. He came through L.A. to do some shows, and then I think he just got too high and forgot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, we got.
I mean, that's sometimes why we don't record as a podcast.
Yeah, let's get him on some Zooms. Let's hit him on some Zooms.
I mean, yeah, I'll hit him up. But yeah, guys, that's it. Any other news? Any other business before we gotta move on?
Like my Karl Malone jersey came in. If you could see that.
Yeah, speaking of mustard nut, you guys are matching yellow right now.
Wow.
Yeah, we are a couple mustard nuts.
Yeah, we are some mustard nuts right now. That's right. It makes you the mustard penis, Michael.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's two nuts.
I'm just coming Dijon off the top of my head, baby. Let's go.
All right, basketball podcast. Put me
in a hot dog bun.
Now that The Last Dance is over, do you feel fully dead inside?
Jamel read that note off his phone.
A question for you both. I've been writing down notes all week. I got a few more for you guys.
First topic. Do we feel dead inside now that The Last Dance is over? No, not really. I might feel more alive than ever. I don't feel enslaved to having to like create all of our podcast content like around this one topic. We're freed up. Honestly,
we could
switch to a that Clippers documentary if we wanted to,
which sounds good. The Durant doc is not an episode. It is a couple comments. I'll give them a tip of the cap, but it just wasn't one. It wasn't long enough. And then the whole second half was like. Just too Durant, too pro Durant. For me a little bit, it was kind of
this is the PGC documentary.
It was the PG County documentary, which was good. It was just only positive, you know, like if they added another if they made this thing three parts, I think it would have been nice. I would have liked to have seen more Adrian Dantley, you know, some of the 80s guys, 70s guys. Give me a little more Lynn Bias, but they did have you remember when ESPN did the documentary about the DC assault guy? The guy who was like selling blow and he was running like a sick AAU team with Mike Beasley and Nolan Smith on it.
Oh. Rings a bell.
Yeah. Well they had some exclusive quotes from homie in prison. He called in. So that was pretty live. But it was a Durant PSA.
Has anybody watched Blacklisted, the Quibi Clippers documentary?
No, that's the one. It's on Quibi.
It's on Quibi.
So that means
wait,
it's 15
the one that was
long?
The 30 for 30 doc, like the 30 for 30 pod.
No, it's the, I don't think so. No, I think this is like, it's independent. I think Chris Paul like produced this one.
Whoa. And this is about the Sterling, Donald Sterling.
It's about like it's about like the 4 days between the Donald Sterling thing and that playoff game.
Whoa.
where they decide to wear their warm-ups inside out.
I feel like we just went to enough Clippers games to, like, I kind of know what that documentary is going to be.
Yeah,
like,
and I don't.
Like, I'm still not going to get Quibi.
It's
like, that doc is not going to make me.
Bro, I've got the free bonus, or the free trial until.
You got the free quibs?
I got the free 2 months of quibs. I already canceled it, so I'm not getting auto-renewed for sure. I haven't watched a single thing on it.
Why would you? There's a television right behind you, and you're looking at a computer. There you go. I just saved you $1 billion.
Yeah, I have no idea why I would ever open it, but I was like, 2 free months? I'll check out what's on it, and then I have yet to open the app, so.
It's not a good sign when you couldn't even care to try. No.
Yeah, I did download it. Did you see that they lost? They lost $500 million already. And Jeffrey Katzenberg or whoever, it's Jeffrey Katzenberg, right?
Yeah.
He said he blames the quarantine on it. I'm like, dude, people are watching more shit than ever right now. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. It is like it is not a good look that you are trapped in your house every single day for the last 70 days. And you're like, it's still not bad enough for me to open this app.
I will shoot myself before I open Quibi.
Yeah, I started season 3 of SWAT again instead of watching Quibi. That's something I'm actively doing.
I will say about the Jordan doc, I kind of actually feel relieved that it's over. I feel like he accidentally just like took his like most precious footage and kind of just like memed himself into oblivion with
this. Well, no, he made like he got new memes. He got himself off the crying meme. Now he is the iPad meme.
Was the whole goal of this just to get you to forget the crying meme? Was that the whole point of it?
No. He mentioned it in his eulogy for Kobe. I don't think he's trying to get anybody to forget it.
I mean, I just feel like this was, I don't know. It was, I feel like even a couple days out, I feel less enthusiastic about it as I did at any point when I was in it.
I mean, I loved watching it, but like, I also like loved being like, this is just pure public relations for his brand. This is not any kind of objective documentary, but that's fine. It was entertainment. It wasn't journalism. And I'm fine with that.
I also feel like whatever basketball comes next, I'm not like, oh no, we don't have the Jordan doc anymore.
Once my 2004 Mavericks doc comes out, you assholes are finished. Then I'm kidding.
04 Mavericks?
Once I do the 04 Mavericks doc, then I'm kicking y'all off the show.
Is that the one that lost to Golden State?
Actually,
no.
Probably.
Like,
no,
I don't think so.
In the 1-8?
That's
08? Like 07 or 08, right?
Yeah, that's 08.
No, man.
We Believe was later than 04. I think 04
it's
was like
08.
Steve Nash, Michael Finley, and Dirk. Is that 04?
Is that their last year?
Who knows? Why are we talking about this? Peter mentioned...
What else? This is more interesting than the Jordan doc.
Peter mentioned basketball that comes next, guys. Today... We got some new development in terms of what's going to happen with the NBA, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
As of June 1st, teams are allowed to kind of get their players back in their city, back in the practice facility, and get back in shape for games, hopefully starting in July, probably in Walt Disney World. There's been a lot of talk about this. There's been a lot of rumors, but it seems like today there's some kind of hard and firm decisions made.
Wow, they're turning the last month of the season into an AAU tournament, guys. It's going to be at Epcot Center. This is going to be crazy.
I mean,
everyone's just going to be streaming all the time, right?
You mean like every player on TikTok is just going to be creating content?
Everyone's just going to be on IG Live like it's like fucking summer camp, right?
Nah, the league will have that shit shut down. You can't have your own phone on during the game if you're a player. One league stream.
Not during the game, just like if you're in a bubble.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're in like a fucking, it's like, yeah, it's like fucking summer camp.
Do you think other teams will come watch whatever game is happening on the court?
Oh, yeah, like, I think it's going to be a lot of kids with backpacks and flip-flops on. It's going to be a lot of NBA dudes seriously looking like an AAU team walking around.
Right, so whatever arena they play in, there will be like 450 crowd members, but it's all going to be their peers, which is kind of fucking tight in a way.
Although you don't want people sitting for that long, like a period of time. Like, you're still going to want everyone to social distance, even if they're hanging out to watch the game.
But if they're already in your bubble, though, if they're in your buble.
If they're in your Michael Buble, then I think you're fine. Right? Because, like, they're all touching each other anyways.
Funny. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't you still try to kind of, like, have social distancing practices even though when people are together? Because if there is an outbreak, that way you're kind of proactively containing it.
Hold on. Let me do my old sports writer joke. Well, if you think about how defense has gone over the years, the NBA has been socially distancing for a few seasons now.
All right. I think this is where we break it off for the second half of the Patreon, right?
How was that dismount? Was the cough weird?
It was beautiful.
No, I loved all of it.
All right, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. We'll post the whole thing there. Love you guys. Bye.